This episode is brought to you by us and our new sketch comedy hour, Drem, hitting stages globally now. Book at tour.auntiedonna.com.
A listener production.
G'day everyone, welcome to a very, very special episode of the Auntie Donna podcast where we have resident dungeon master Matthew Jackson taking myself and Zach through a very exciting cyberpunk neo-noir adventure. We hope you enjoy. Hello, dear Auntie Donna podcast listeners. We have a very, very special episode. You all loved it when it happened last year, and now we're doing it again because one of us isn't here. But one day we'll do it with all of us.
But the setup is so neat for three with this podcast.
That's true.
So it makes some sense that. But I like that it's rolling. Last time it was me and Broden. This time it's me and you. But Absolutely. Please tell everyone.
We have the incredible Matthew Jackson. Matthew, how are you?
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm having a great time.
That's fair. Already as well.
Yeah.
And we haven't even begun our adventure.
A bit of a fan favorite pod. People were requesting your return. They had a lot of fun.
They loved it. They got stuck right in, mate.
Well, stuck right in.
It was a fun one. Yeah. It was very fun.
And now we're going to go on another adventure.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Matthew and also what it is that we're doing today, Mark?
Matthew is the host and co-creator of Trope RPG, a podcast on the Grouse House Network that I also frequent on.
Yeah,
which I think is fair to say.
Yeah, no, that's truthful.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's factual.
Factual and truthful and fair.
And now on the Trope RPG, you've got your own YouTube channel now.
Yeah. So
yes, we do.
Millie Holton is the creator. We write it together. I just do the hosting. She also shadow DMs. I don't know if that's like known. Is that I have like a live feed with her feeding me information and directing the games as we go.
Wow.
So
cool.
We do it together.
Shit.
Yeah,
it's
it makes very, me look really cool. Good.
I've been on it and I didn't know that.
But also, you are a computer boy.
Yes, I'm a computer boy.
You love computers, and you.
I make a video game,
and you made a video game, which was the pick a pack. Was it not?
It was. So it was the video game in question is called My Arms Are Longer Now. You play as a very long arm that does heists.
Yeah.
It is a dumb comedy 2D game. You like move around like dodging lasers, going through vents, putting on a sock puppet to romance guards to get them to leave their posts, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And it's coming out next year and it's available to wishlist on Steam.
Wishlisted it on Steam.
Yeah.
God damn it. It's very cool. Supporting like indie creators and little games like that has been I'm a big video game donkey fan, and I loved Animal Well, and Star of Providence just came out and I love that as well. And this is like what these guys are doing, what Matthew and Millie are doing, because Millie's involved in,
yeah,
in this
Millie's,
as well,
Millie's
isn't she?
The sort of creative director.
How big's your team?
So it's me and Millie, and then we have like four people who do like 1 to 2 days a week.
That's amazing.
So cool. Like artists and a programmer, you know.
I watched a video. I'm not much of a Game Boy. I'm a man. Game Boy's a small console. No, but I watched a video about Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
And the journey of that game.
Mm.
One of the last one man sort of things, and how it like
mind boggling.
No, there's still a lot of games made by one person.
What I should say is that was the narrative, was that was one of the last one man games. It was the last one that I think blew up to the level. The idea that
it was so weird because it was like I could be mistaken because I haven't looked at it for a while, and please correct me.
No.
But that game was like built from scratch. Because like the one-man teams that you have today, or like even small teams like us, we're using all of these like public tools and like Unity and like all this stuff that's pre-built that you're standing on the shoulders of giants. Whereas like for Roller Coaster Tycoon, it's like insanely efficient, runs perfect, and is like simulating like thousands of people coming on and going around rides, all this physics stuff, and
he built it.
Same with Animal Well. That came out recently and blew up massive. And Bellatro as well, one dude.
But this is, I think that's the thing,
crazy.
It's very interesting because I'm a film guy, I love my movies, and that's a world that's gone to the $200, $300 billion dollar things, the teams of thousands, and how